Go, Paul. Thank you for that very nice introduction. I still have a long ways to go to catch up with Senator Grassley, but I'm really proud to be here with him, with Chairman Spiker and Co-Chairman Fisher, and I want to thank you for inviting the Lieutenant Governor and I to be part of the program tonight. I want to thank the party and your staff for succeeding in putting together this excellent event. And I'm really proud to welcome Senator Ted Cruz to Iowa. He is a bright, up-and-coming senator, and we're proud to have you in the Hawkeye State. We're proud of Senator Grassley, Congressman Latham, and Congressman King, and we thank them for being voices of common sense in Washington, D.C., where there isn't much of it. And it's great to be here with all of you wonderful Iowa Republicans. We as conservatives know that it's going to take all of us working together and fighting the liberal Democrats that control the nation's capital and the D.C. media that's attempting to divide us. I want to do all I can to help bring all Republicans together. And I want you to know this is the Ronald Reagan dinner. And I was one of the early supporters of Ronald Reagan for president way back in 1976. And we need to get that spirit that Reagan brought to Republicans. And he taught us the 11th commandment, speak no ill of other Republicans. We need to be united as a party, and we need to get our message across to the people of this great country. We know that President Obama and his friends in the media are going to do all they can to try to divide us and demonize us. We've seen this strategy before, but I want you to know as we prepare for 2014, we're going to be the champions of limited government, and we're going to bring that message of growth and progress and opportunity by reducing the size and cost of government and government regulations and growing the economy. And it is so different than what's going on in Washington, where they spend all their time attacking others and blaming others instead of providing leadership, which is what this country needs, is executive leadership like the Republican governors are providing in state after state. We saw the spectacle of the President of the United States refusing to engage discussions with Republicans and Democrats to solve the huge, massive deficit problems of our nations. We saw a political leader, we had a chief executive for our country who was more interested in scoring points, political points, than solving America's financial woes. That's not leadership. Americans deserve better. Americans should have leadership like we have with Republican governed states all across this country. And one of the great ones is the state of Texas, where Senator Cruz is from. His governor, Rick Perry, has led the way. 274,000 new jobs in the last 12 months. 12% of all jobs in the whole nation in the state of Texas. Even Time Magazine, front page picture of Texas, saying how Texas, with its low taxes and low regulations, is what America needs to be, and how Texas is gaining jobs while California, New York, and Illinois are losing jobs by droves. Between 2002 and 2011, Texas created one-third of the nation's high-paying jobs. Think of that. And then look at what's happening in other states, like the state of Wisconsin, where Governor Scott Walker had the courage to take on the unions and do what's right to restore his state's economy and turn a $3.6 billion deficit into a surplus of $500 million in the Badger State. Wisconsin's unemployment has dropped from 9.2 to 6.7. Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich inherited an economic mess. Under the previous Democratic administration, the state's unemployment had reached 10%, the highest it had been in 10 years, 10.6%. Today, Governor Kasich has brought it down to 7.3%. The results of conservative governance are making a difference. In Michigan, of all places, they now have a Republican governor and a right-to-work law, and he's taken the unemployment rate from 14% down to below double digits. The results of conservative leadership in the executive departments make a difference. Compare the results in state after state, and then all you have to do is look to the east of our state, in Illinois, where Obama's buddies from Chicago run everything and run it into the ground. Look at where they are. Unemployment rate in Illinois is going up instead of down. It's 9.2%. They're $7 billion behind in their bills. They have the least funded public employee pension system of all the states in the nation, and the most debt, local and state debt per capita of any state. And besides that, most of their former governors are in prison. I'm back in office. Democrat-run California has a debt per capita of $4,000 and an unemployment rate that's the fifth worst in the nation. In California, when problems present themselves, Republicans and Republican governors roll up their sleeve and go to work and reduce the size and cost of government and unleash the private sector to invest and create jobs. We Republican governors don't spend our time calling press conferences to make political demands and issue ultimatums. We provide leadership that makes a difference. That's what our nation needs, just like we have in the states. We don't look at ways to sidestep the difficult problems or to kick the can down the road. We take them on head on. We take on the tough issues like reducing property taxes, reforming education, and coming up with an alternative to Obamacare that has people taking ownership of their own health. And we're proud that we're able to do something in Iowa. And just like we led in welfare reform in the 90s, we're going to lead in becoming the healthiest state in the nation in this state as well. We've got our fiscal house in order, and we've just begun to build the kind of dynamic, growing economy that we've seen can be done in Texas and other states. I am so honored and so proud to have the unique opportunity to serve as your governor. And I want you to know that Kim Reynolds and I have the energy and the enthusiasm to lead this state. And we just need your help to give us a few more Republicans in the Senate and reelect the Republicans in the House. And you haven't seen anything yet as to what you can see in the future of this state. Ronald Reagan once said, "We don't have a $1 trillion debt because we haven't taxed enough. We have a $1 trillion debt because we spend too much." Can you imagine what President Reagan would say today with this country having a $17 trillion debt? We've got to restore fiscal stability and responsibility. We've proven it can be done in state after state. We just need your help, and we all need to be united to turn this country around and get us back on the right track. Thank you, and God bless you all.